It's Friday, October 20th, AD 2017. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Chinese President Xi Jinping opened the 19th National Congress of the Communist Party of China on Wednesday, promising a new era of building a, quote, modern socialist country that would take center stage in the world, unquote. Jinping has been consolidating power since taking leadership at the 2012 National Congress and is expected to continue with another 5-year term. Psalm 33, 10 through 11 reminds us, "The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations." Meanwhile, Chinese President Jinping has described Christianity as a, quote, foreign infiltration, unquote. His government has become a primary persecutor of the Christian church there, feeling threatened by the, quote, uncontrolled growth of Christianity, unquote. The Communist Party of China has initiated a sweeping crackdown on Christians, reports Open Doors UK. They have demolished thousands of churches and crosses, installed video surveillance in churches, regulated pastors and Christian education, and imprisoned and tortured Christians. Just recently, a Christian evangelist, her daughter, and grandson were arrested for violating new government restrictions on sharing one's faith. Despite this, the Christian population of China has grown to an estimated 70 million as of 2010 and is on track to become the largest population of Christians in any nation by 2030. ISIS has suffered major defeats from U.S.-backed coalition forces in the Middle East. Cities across Iraq and Syria have been retaken from the Islamic militants. Now, hundreds of thousands of displaced residents have next to nothing left in their homelands. Many Christians are among those returning to their homes in Iraq and Syria. Edward Clancy, with Aid to the Church in Need, told the Christian Post, quote, "If we do not help these ancient Christian communities, ISIS might very well have lost the battles, but won the war," unquote. He said Iraq may have lost 80% of their Christian people, and Syria may have lost 50%. Please pray for the Christians as they return home and rebuild their communities. On Monday, President Trump announced the administration would be making welfare reforms a priority, citing concerns over people taking advantage of the system. Here's what he said on CNN.
But some people are really taking advantage of our system from that standpoint, and we are going to be looking very, very strongly, therefore, at welfare reform. It's going to be a very big topic under this administration.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits reached a new low in over 40 years, reports Reuters. Job growth rebounded after a hurricane-related decline in September. Reports also indicate factory employment in the Mid-Atlantic region has reached new highs this month. Abortionist Leroy Carhart planned to begin performing late-term abortions this past Tuesday at his Bethesda, Maryland facility. However, Operation Rescue reports all of these appointments have been canceled after they exposed that he is indeed unlicensed. Pro-lifers and members of churches held a press conference and prayed outside the abortion mill, exposing how the facility would be operating illegally. Operation Rescue President Troy Newman said, quote, "Every day that abortions do not take place in Bethesda is a victory. We pray Carhart's new late-term abortion business never opens," unquote. According to a Lifeway research study released on Tuesday, most Protestant church-going parents say their children grew up to be Christians, but that only half of them are practicing the Christian faith. The study found the most important factor predicting spiritual health among these young adults was whether they read the Bible regularly while growing up. Other factors predicting spiritual health included growing up with regular prayer, service in the church, and listening to Christian music. Jana Magruder, director of Lifeway Kids, stated, quote, "The key takeaway from the study is a simple yet profound finding that God's Word truly is what changes lives," unquote. Paul reminded Timothy in 2 Timothy 3:15 that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. A Hungarian who printed thousands of passports enabling Jews to flee the country during World War II was honored with a memorial plaque on Wednesday in Budapest. Emil Wiesmeyer's printing company produced 4,000 of the passports in cooperation with Swedish Special Envoy Raoul Wallenberg to rescue Jews from Nazi death camps. Wiesmeyer went on to print 20,000 more passports to get Jews out of Hungary. Many others helped Wallenberg with the effort in Hungary, including Italian businessman Giorgio Perlasca, who posed as a Spanish diplomat to save over 5,000 Jews. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Friday, October 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.